Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian brought us DallasCowboys.com, joining us on the BuyerSafety.com hotline. Did you have a good birthday?
It was great, and I appreciate everybody with all the kind messages and stuff. Sean, I appreciate the one that you had on Twitter. It was very kind of you. I work really hard to try and help everybody that I can. I feel very blessed to be have really two careers, a career as a scout and a career in the media side of things. And so anything I could do to kind of help my teammates along, I am all for that.
What was your best gift besides my tweet?
Yeah, your tweet was good. I don't ever ask for anything. I really don't. I don't want anything. I think it's just it sounds sappy, but the fact that people care to say at least happy birthday, I think that to me, and I'm 55 years old, man. I don't need anything. I mean, I'm just kind of rolling along, and I don't need any of those Choppy's blue pills or any of that stuff.
That's good. Working or,
and all that stuff he's trying to push to me. But yeah, I just feel like that, that just being around here and getting to talk about this football team is enough of a present for me.
Tell you something, even if you don't need it. Those pills.
I know. I listen.
Man.
You know what? It's kind of creepy to listen to you do those ads.
Look.
It is. It really is. And you make it sound so like, yeah, guys, if you're having problems like me,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, exactly.
If you look, I'm telling you, man, it'll change your life.
You know what? I appreciate Choppy. You changed my life many years ago when I started working radio with you.
I did. I tried to ruin it a couple times.
You tried to ruin me, and I tried to ruin you. Right. So we're all good.
We're all good. Where do things stand with Andrew Luck? He is one of the most polarizing guys. Yeah. He's the next John Elway.
Right.
He's overrated. He doesn't have enough protection up front.
Right.
He can't even throw a tennis ball. Like, is he? Yeah. Is he playing great? Is he a great quarterback? Where are you with Luck?
No, I've been a really big fan of his, and I think that Chris Ballard, the general manager there, and Frank Reich have done a really nice job of, trying to help him along. I mean, for so many years, he just took a pounding. The guy stood there, and offensive line wasn't good. They didn't do enough running the football. There were so many problems there for him. To have to deal with. He had some success very early in his career, and then, the last couple of years he's dealt with that shoulder problem, and it is very, very tough for him. But if you look, like I say, look right now, the fact that Quentin Nelson was drafted where he was, and he's playing very well at guard for them. They went and got Braden Smith from Auburn, who on the draft show we kind of thought is probably – Dane Brugler was much higher on him than I was, but he's the Auburn offensive tackle. And, they've got some young guys playing – pretty well. And this guy went from being one of the most hit quarterbacks to a guy that stands there and throws the football. Dak Prescott would kill to have the protection that this guy has right now with the way he's throwing the ball. So there's your matchup right there. Can the Cowboys find ways to crack what Andrew Luck is doing with this protection? He stands there. It's generally a clean pocket for him. They're going to have to get some guys home. This offense will be very, very patient. It's a kind of a Philadelphia-based offense with you look at what Reich has done, with the Eagles last year and as a coordinator. So you're going to see some inside handoff stuff. That's going to be kind of their running game. But you're going to see a very patient offense when it comes to throwing the football. They're going to get protected. They're going to throw it underneath. And then when they lull you to sleep thinking it's underneath, and then they're going to hit you over the top with T.Y. Hilton, and that's the one that you have to worry about right there. And him and Eric Ebron and those guys, they've got some playmakers on this offense that's really helped this quarterback out quite a bit.
So, because when you look at his spray chart, I mean, he's living inside of 15 yards. So it's not because of his arm is dead still.
Nope.
It's because of the offensive design.
They take what they will give you. And if you sit there and play a bunch of zone against them, they will throw 7-yard passes all day. That's just the way they play football now. And it's allowed him to, again, I don't think it has anything to do with the arm talent, because there was, like I say, there were several passes. You could go back and watch them play the Houston Texans and the ball going down the field and, with T.Y. Hilton. You have to be ready for that. I mean, they will lull you to sleep, and then all of a sudden they'll hit you with the big ball. And that's where You know, I think the Cowboys defensively, the Cowboys pride themselves on not giving up big plays. Well, you know, you get a guy like T.Y. Hilton that's capable of the big play. Have to be ready for that.
Is he playing as well or better than Amari Cooper, and how do they defend him?
Well, how do they defend Amari Cooper or T.Y. Hilton?
T.Y.
Okay, T.Y. Hilton. Okay, yeah. I think that where you look at with Hilton.
But
you
he's playing like as well as Amari,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, and you know, he's a guy because he's at Indianapolis, he doesn't get a lot of recognition.
Yeah.
But he is one of the, and I'm going to say this, I've scouted a lot of players in my life since 1992. I've scouted a ton. He is one of the best small area players I've ever seen. And I mean small area or tight area players. When you talk about near sideline, in zones, things like that. Yeah, this guy is incredible. T.Y. Hilton is when it comes to finding space and working in what little space he has. So with Byron Jones, Chido Awuzie, Anthony Brown, anybody that gets to cover this guy, you've got to bang this guy around a little bit. You cannot allow him to get going to where he can get into his route, because if he gets that little bit of space, you know, Andrew Luck has been accurate enough throwing the football to him that he's going to make a bunch of plays. Started off very well early, kind of had a little lull in the middle of the season, and then now is really, really coming on with targets and receptions and stuff like that. But he is one of the best tight area football receivers that I have ever scouted.
Brian brought us buyersafety.com hotline from DallasCowboys.com. Who is Darius Leonard?
Yeah, Darius Leonard, again, if you followed along with KT, Jeff, and I, and Dane Brugler on the draft shows, and then the coverage that we had. And by the way, I'm all for your Troy cheerleading for the Vegas trip for the draft show. Mm. That would be tremendous for all of us.
What's your gambling game?
It's not. It's non-existent. I got my hand slapped for walking into a sports book one time because I worked for the team. But now that was before we have legalized gambling.
Yeah.
So I'm in good shape right now, I think. But yeah, I like to go and watch sports and stuff like that, like horse racing.
Oh, the book.
The book. I'm a big book guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I think that to me, you know, I just kind of I'm sitting there thinking about though. The situation and what this team has to do. I mean, what do they have to do to win this football game? I mean, that to me is really the key to, you know, with the whole, you know, offensively, defensively, what do they have to do to stop these guys? You know, and I'm going to say another thing real quick, if I can. The situation with Matt Eberflus.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm taking this another way, I'm sorry, but I think that it's worth noting that the Cowboys practice against this defense all the time. They see this defense all the time. It's the exact same defense that they see in training camp every day. There's no real difference in what they're about to see. So moving the football, running the football, throwing the football. You know, these are things that that the coverages, the way that things they're going to see offensively are going to be very, very helpful. We talk about a non-common opponent is what we talk. Man, this is a team you don't see very much. But the familiarity with the offense being from the Philadelphia Eagles and then their defensive coordinator being a guy that was with you and you see the same looks, the same blitzes, the same twists, stunts, the same everything, I think this really, really bodes well for the Cowboys going to Indianapolis and kind of getting everything together for them right there.
All right, so finish up for us the – we got gambling sidetracked, the Darius Leonard report.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I was thinking about Leonard. That with Leonard, yeah, KT, Jeff, and I, we were all talking about that. And, you know, with Leonard, South Carolina State, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, you thought about, okay, small school guy, can he fit into what you're trying to do scheme-wise? Is he capable of doing that? You know, he's a long, rangy built guy. And so what happens is that you say, well, maybe small school guy, you know, but you could see the tape. I mean, you could see him making plays. He's got run hit to him, though. He's one of these guys, when you look at the linebackers that were in this draft, him and the Van Der Eschers and guys like that, you know, they were long, they were big, and they can run. And this is what this guy can really, really do. That's the thing about him. He's one of those guys that never comes off the field. He's a guy that, you know, when you watch him play, he'll play downhill. He's really super aggressive in the way he plays. He's a hard guy to block because he plays well on the move. So these are all the things, you know, when you're the Cowboys offensive line, you've got to make sure that you get a hat on him, because at number 53, if you see him running, he's likely going to go make a play for them. So great draft pick by those guys. Second round pick for them. You know, I mean, he's come in and
he's shown, leading the league in tackles by 17.
Yeah, he's shown. Well, that's the thing about it. You know, we talk about run hit guys, and he is one of those guys. And, you know, if you imagine what you're seeing with Leighton Van Der Esch, and this is what you're seeing with Darius Leonard. That's the type of player that you're dealing with right there.
Is there a under the radar guy that could have an impact on this game from Indy?
You know, under the radar, I would say, I'm kind of looking because they tackle really, really well. I think that you got to watch this. Nyheim Hines is another guy. He's a running back from North Carolina State, and he's number 21. And they drafted him in the fourth round. And what he is he's like their change of pace guy. And I mean change of pace in a way of they use him as a runner and as a receiver. They will split him out wide. They will put him in the slot. They'll toss him the ball on the sweeps. These are the things you have to worry about a guy like that. He, you know, all these teams, the really good offensive teams, have that one guy that has that ability to kind of come in and maybe play 8 to 10 plays and be a difference maker. Nyheim Hines, North Carolina State, really good player in college, and he's kind of come into the league. Maybe not an every down type of a back, but what he's done for the Colts and what Frank Reich has him do for the game plan is really, really special for them.
So every day here, the station has basically gone into these Dak clutch stats. Dak Romo, Dak carrying the offense.
It's good radio.
This, Dak that. Where do you stand on the way Dak is playing right now in this whole clutch discussion?
Well, it's obviously that if they're winning games and they're on a 5-game winning streak right now, several of the games they've had, they've been in a lot of tight, tough games, yeah. You know, with the exception of Jacksonville. But, yeah, overall, I mean, for him to hang in there, to kill the game, I mean, that was impressive last week. I don't care what you say, whether you like him or not. To take the ball for 8 minutes and 10 seconds. The Eagles were clearly wounded on defense, but what he did was just systematically bring the team down the field. He made some clutch throws. He made some clutch decisions. You know, that game should have been over in overtime. I mean, he had the overthrow right there. It should have been over before overtime. You know, he had a chance to kill it right there at the end, but I think you have to be pleased if you're a Cowboy fan the way he's played. You know, he's guys, and everybody's come on this station and said he's not going to be perfect, and that's the case. He is what he is. I think he's going to get better as far as some of the decision-making stuff. I think he's going to get better as far as protecting the football. That's one of the biggest things in the pocket, though, you know, that, you know, you got to live to fight another day. You can't give up turnovers in the pocket. You know, the sacks have been a problem for them. The red zone offense has been a problem. I went back and watched a bunch of that stuff, you know, and it seems like the first play that they have a negative play or something happens, or, you know, just the number of sacks that happened. You've had drops down there. You've had Dak missing people. You know, it's kind of a litany of things that have gone on down there. But this team is you know, at least I think is moving the right direction. I can understand why the general manager is excited about his quarterback, because the quarterback continually finds ways to win games. I think that's the bottom line in this league.
The double nickel. Brian Broaddus.
How about that?
Birthday boy out of Twitter jail.
Yeah.
On the buyersafety.com hotline.
Appreciate that.
Have a good day, brother.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Brian Broaddus right here from DallasCowboys.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.